Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Minister Sadie Elliott. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I thank God for giving me some of my voice back. Well, I'm able to share with you another exciting topic from the Word of God today. And before we start, we'll have a few words of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come to you this morning just to say thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for every person that will tune in today, that every guest that will come on today, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the Holy Ghost right now, dear Heavenly Father, being operated in each and every person that have a desire to come on today, dear Heavenly Father, to share the good news of the Word of God with someone else. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your healing touch, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you right now, dear Heavenly Father. I know you're working on me, dear Heavenly Father, as I go forth, I'm just keep pressing my way. And Lord, I want to say thank you this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I love you and I adore you. Lord, I magnify you and I show up glorify you. In Jesus' precious and divine holy name, amen and thank God. Well, today we're having a topic that we're going to talk about today. And our scripture is going to be coming from Matthew's the 14th chapter, the 28th, and the 29th verse. So I hope you have your Bibles and your pencils and your paper with you. That way we can go before the throne of God today on this exciting topic that we will be sharing today with each and every person that come on. And I see we have a guest that's on already. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, today we're going to be talking about stepping out of the boat. We have to step out of the boat sometimes. You know, we can't stay in the same old thing, the same thing we doing when God is calling us to do a work. And in Matthew 14, 28 and 29, it said, "And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if thou be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water." Jesus said, "Come." How many of you all God have asked to come today? And you still at the banks? You're scared, your faith, you won't step out? You know, it's easy to be afraid of making a mistake. We do it every day. It may not be intentional, but we have to watch the very action of ourselves, me, you. You know, we have to watch every day because somewhere along this Christian journey, y'all have to give me, if you hear me sniffing, I'm trying to talk, that we're going to make a mistake. It's not that we're intentionally trying to make a mistake, but sometimes mistakes are being made. That's how we learn from our mistakes. You know, and sometimes getting around to stepping out on faith, you can spend all your time wondering, is this faith? You know, God don't want us to worry. God can handle any mistakes you make. You can go to him in prayer and ask God to forgive me of the mistakes I have made. And if you act on the word out of the sincerities of your heart, and you steadfast faith with the word Jesus will never let you down. I mean, no matter what you're going through today, God won't let you down. No matter what may come up in your life, keep the word of God flowing in your mind, in your body, in your spirit. And you know what? I'm going to bring on some guests right now where they can help you share, and I'll come back on. Good morning. Guess you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you like to, the audience know who you are?
My name is the Evangelist Prophet Bryant, Richard Bryant.
Praise God.
Glad to meet everybody today on the subject about dealing with Peter walking out in faith. And it is a very good subject to talk about, bringing into reality of the things that really, a lot of people don't think about this is a real thing that really happened. It's not a just a fictionation of it, but it's something that God is trying to teach the body of Christ to do, dealing with faith. It is dealing with faith because that's what God is bringing to our attention about. That when Peter actually answered him and said, and the Lord said, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. He really commanded him to come, and a commandment for him to come out on the waters. And that's showing you're dealing with the area of can you believe God? And that's something that we all know. We've been testing the narrative. The Bible said that he that come to God must believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And faith is one of the things that you have to have faith to believe God. If you didn't have faith, you couldn't believe God. You have faith in him because he is a faithful God. And he deal with people that knowing that your faith is fitted unto you. And knowing that faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. So we're looking at a point here where Peter came to. He really stepped out on faith because he actually seen the vision of Jesus. Jesus made it known to him to come. He showed himself right there to come. And Peter, once he had his eyes up on him, he came out on the water. But when he took his eyes off, now we take our eyes off of God, we have a boasting wind, or we have what you call a strong wind boasting, and to take our sight off of God. If you take your sight off of God, you've lost sight of God. You've lost what you thought you had in God. It's almost like you thought you had great faith to trust God for the thing. We all have faith of God in the Word to give every man the measure of faith. It depends on how your faith is, how you stretching out in God. What makes you have faith? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing come out of the Word of God. So we have to deal with an area of faith. This is a subject talking about faith with God, dealing with people with faith. And Peter, one of the main ones here, that God is dealing with faith and see what he really trusts God. When a boasting wind come up in your life, or in my life, that's dealing with a strong wind. But keeping strong, whether it brings something upon you, it's like affliction. And the Bible says that many of the afflictions of the righteous shall be delivered. Now that depends on how you look at yourself being delivered. If you look at yourself still you're suffering, or you're more than looking at the suffering part. You're not looking at the part where you're being delivered at. God delivered you because you put your faith to work. Faith is coming. Faith is making you plain enough to know that God is a healer. For he said he sent his word and he healed him. What he healed him from? From all the destruction. He healed you from that, how you trust him, and your testing coming. Now, these testing times, Peter was on a test. He proved that. He stepped out as showing that God, that he really believed God. First, he really believed it. But when things came up, his belief went. So you can have faith, and you can have also unbelief in your faith. You can believe one minute, and the next thing you don't believe. Or you have that type of different faith that you can't trust God. But God is God of promise. He made it known unto him. He's a man that I shall not lie. He promises us when you stand on what you believe. Never get off what you don't believe. Believe, if you believe God will do what he said he'll do, well, you're standing on his promise. and he will not short his promise. His word is made known to us, and we know that God can because he made himself alive in us. Because his work and all things work together for the good of them who love him. We know that God can do the impossible. He made himself known unto us. And so like Job, when Job began to speak about, he said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth after the latter days. He knows his Redeemer liveth. It's proving that God is in this last days, and he's moving by the Spirit. Yet he's pointing out the Spirit. And we know that something supernatural is happening to believers. And that's one thing about you got to be a believer, because that's what God expects you to be as a believer, and have faith in God, not in man. Have faith in God, because God is your answer. Paul said in that, and 1 Corinthians, that second chapter of Corinthians, Paul said, I didn't come speaking in enticing words of man's wisdom. I come to demonstrate the power of God, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in God. Not in philosophers, but believe in God, because that's where your faith lies. And so if you put your faith on the line, well, you put showing that God, I am believing you, God. I'm not taking no second thought. That was one thing about Abraham. Abraham, he believed God. He didn't take a second thought. He didn't stagger at the promise of God. He knew that God would do it because he proved that. He tested it. He put God to the test, knowing that he is sacked by God. Know him. He knew him. God know us. He knows exactly what kind of faith that you have in him. He knows exactly the faith area where you're at with him. He knows exactly what's coming out of your heart, and what do you cause yourself to say these things that you want from him, and what you want for him, and make it known. You got to make it explicit known to God, specific what you want from God. God, he deals with you in specific things that you want them, but you can have exactly what you're saying to him, because he has got a promise. What words that you say will not come back to your void, but they accomplish what they sent out to do. So that's the way God is putting us all in the testing mode and seeing how faithful can we trust him. Can we believe that he is God and he's a magnificent God and he can do the impossible. He can do things that we know that we can't do, but we know he's good. He's good and he's capable to do it for us because we believe God. And by that believing God, well, you're going to get the desires of your heart. And that's making known to us now what we're dealing with area of faith. And this is what it's all about, is faith. But Peter was tested in the faith. And Peter was when he took his eyes off of him. And that's when Peter said, God, he called out and said, would you help me? Would you save me? Well, we are saved. And we're saved by faith. We are saved by faith, not by our works. It has nothing to do with the work. We're saved by faith because we come to him. We believe he is a God that promised. Well, salvation is free. You believe that you're saved. You're walking in. You're saved because you know that you believe God, but yet you have not seen God. The only thing you've seen was his word, and his word touches you. By the Spirit. The Spirit went in and touches you and changed you. You didn't change yourself. It was the Spirit of God. So you begin to start believing. And then all once your faith kicked in, your faith began to start magnifying in God. You're looking to God for your source. In this day and time that we're living in, the way the economy is, we got to trust God for our, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith, not by sight. We shall live by faith of the Son of God.
Amen.
Faith never wavers. Faith never wavers. The Bible says faith have patience. Faith have patience. Like we said in Isaiah, said, but they that wait upon the Lord, well, faith is waiting upon the Lord. That's what the faith is. And then is waiting upon the move of God. Well, your faith is bidden unto you. Your faith is made known. And that's almost like you said, cast your bread across the water. Not many days hence, it returned unto you, casting your faith out on the water. not many days hence, because God is a God of promise. He made it known unto them. He made it sure that now he's dealing with faith. And we must have faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So now faith is the substance. So you may go through some testing time. You're going to go through tests because we're here in planet Earth. For everything is by natural and by spiritual. You have a spiritual force. You have a natural force, and those forces fight one another. And we deal with that as a society that we're living in, and all the things that's happening in this world, and the things that's going on in the world. But if you're going to have to walk and live by faith, because this is what it's all about. We're made of God, but we're made of the faith of God because we believe in God for what He said about faith. He don't do nothing outside of His word. His word works because of what we say about out of His word makes the word being effective to our lives. But now if you don't say things, you're gonna have the natural side has the things of the natural, and it works for the natural, and the natural thing called. How you say natural things. Words plays the biggest part of your life. Because that's what the Bible even said. Life and death is in the power of our tongue. We speak negative words are going to come out of you every time you speak.
But that's so true. That is so true. That is so true.
Positive words. You're supposed to be positive in God. Don't limit
that's right.
God. God is not a limit God. He's an all God. And faith has to deal with, if you look at the word faith, it means take it all. Take all of Him. Take all of. That's what faith means. Take all of Him. Don't take part of. Take faith, all of faith. It has to deal with all of. It's not just part of. Because that's the way God
true.
Deals. Because we look at that way. Because we speak it. We're speaking it because we want to inject that into your life. You need God. God. You need God in this time where we live in. We need the faith of the Son of God. Faith moves mountains.
Yes, faith do. You know, that's true. Faith do, you know, move the mountain. And as you were speaking, and as I had been reading, you know, when we was talking about stepping out of the boat here in these two verses, here Peter, you know, was not just putting Jesus to the test, but instead he was the only one in the boat to react in faith. And,
right.
You know, his impulsive request led him to experience a rather unusual demonstration of God's power. And Peter started to sink because he took his eyes off of Jesus and focused on the high waves around him. And that's what happened with us. When we take our eyes off of Jesus and not do what Jesus done told us, when we start sinking and things start coming up against us in our life, and the first thing we want to do is throw in the towel and wonder what's going on because we took our focus off of what God had told us to do, where God sent us to go. And here Peter was saying that his faith wavered when he realized what he was doing. We probably would not walk on the water, literally, but when God had given us a charge and a command, are we doing it? Are we letting everything, procrastination and everything come in before what we do, what God have told us to do? You know, and when we focus on the ways of difficulty circumstances around us without Jesus, without the faith in Jesus to help, we too may despair and sink in sin, in the things that you're doing. To maintain your faith, when situations are difficult, focus on Jesus' power rather than on your inadequacy. We all have inadequacy. And we have to focus on Jesus. You know, like they came out a couple of years ago and they wearing the bracelet and wearing the shirt. What would Jesus do? Well, sometimes, a lot of times we put ourselves in circumstances. And a lot of times when we're saying, in faith of this here, having your faith, you have to know if God told you to do it, He's going to bring you through it. It's a reason that He had you to do or go through what you're doing. But that's one of your tests to see if you're going to be obedient and do what He told you to do. Your faith is going to kick in. Wait a minute, I may not see it, but I got faith that I can do this. No, you may not can move that big stone, but He may have given you a two-wheeler or something else that can pick up and move that stone out of your way. Literally, that's what I'm saying. You know, an example, paraphrase it, but we have to know when it's time for us to step out on something. God have already auctioned your spirit. God have already told you, each individual that's listening today on this line, you have a boat that you're being in. You have a situation that you're being in. Difficulty, circumstances. You fasting and you praying. And you say, I have faith, okay? God going to put that faith to the test, okay? Do you have the faith to do such and such thing? Or are you going to sit on down and wait for Joe Blow, Susie Q, I'm using paraphrases, somebody to come and help you? Or are you going to get up and do what God said do? If we as a whole, as Christians, when God give us a commandment to do, he tell us, whether through reading the scriptures, in a dream, in a vision, God is talking to us. He'll wake you up and tell you, thus so, thus and so. When you go to God in prayer and ask him for these things, different things that you're going through, he will instruct you, but are you paying attention? Are you taking heed? Are you running off with blinders, feeling you can do it yourself? Or are you doing what God say do? So at this time, I'm going to stop a while. I have another guest. Caller, you are now on the air, 918.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you all.
God bless you.
This is a very interesting topic on this morning, even with faith. It's very good on today. Because whatever we need to get by from the Spirit of God, we have to get it through by faith.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And even with Peter, even if he getting off on the boat, he was able to walk on the water as long as he kept the faith and kept looking at Jesus. But then once he moved his eyes off of Jesus, he started to sink.
Mm-hmm.
And even with us as Christians and believers, as long as we focus on God, we're gonna be able to make it. But then once we take our eyes off of Jesus Christ, and then and we may sink or fall or whatever. Then and once we take our eyes off of Jesus and everything, so and that's how the enemy try to come in on us, because he try to get us distracted.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
And then, because I was going to different verses in the Bible talking about not only with Peter but with the faith, you know, because of your faith, it will happen. Because you have the faith, God's going to answer you. He's going to come to your rescue.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have the faith. Just like in Mark, the 17th chapter and the 21st verse, faith, even as small as a mustard seed. And I used that example quite a few times. I bought a pack of mustard seeds and looked at those little seeds. And if you got, when you look at it, you say, nah, I know this not going to bring up no mustard greens. But when you look and see how small them seeds is and think about, where is my faith individually? Do I have faith as small as the word of God say, it's this mustard seed? When you plant those seeds, You expecting a harvest, right? So when those seeds start coming up and you say, ooh, look all these beautiful mustard greens, collard green, you know, turnip greens. I'm just using that paraphrase. But when you see that come up, you at first when you bought the package, you could say, now how can I get this much greens from these little bit of seeds? It's your faith. You planted that just like the word of God. You put it in your mind, you put it in your soul, in your spirit. You plant them verses in there because you don't know when and how soon you may need to plant and uproot some of them seeds to bring it back to you. You say, well, I remember planting this seed a long time ago in a ministry or in somebody's life, and God started, you feel, not me just saying it, but you feel out of the clear blue, oh, Lord, these blessings that's just popping up everywhere. That's your seeds that you planted a while back, but you kept the faith. You didn't throw in the towel. You didn't give up. You kept that faith in Jesus that one day these things going to materialize. And that's what he have to show us through the word of God. He have to show us, even in Luke 7 and 50, talking about your faith have saved you. You have to have that faith in Jesus. And, you know, when we just think about the faith, but, you know, when I went through in Romans 4 and 12, the same kind of faith Abraham had. And you'll read throughout the scripture on the faith, even in 1 Corinthians 13 and 13, They're talking about the faith of hope and love. We can go all through the Bible talking about faith. But if a person themselves don't recognize that they too can have faith, faith without works is dead.
Yes.
So we have to have, we got to live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
We got to perfect the faith that's in us. No, we may not have that 2011 charge. I'm going to just use that paraphrase right now. But if you got the faith, God's got the power. All you do is activate your faith. I heard a wonderful testimony on yesterday on how this young lady activated her faith in her situation. She didn't just merely talk about it. She didn't cry about it. She didn't get out and boast about it. She went to God in prayer and said, God, she called God back on his word, the word that he left us to read. If you haven't tore it out of your Bible, it's in there. And she just had to say, okay, God, you say this, and I got the faith. I got to understand. So what's holding up my blessing? What's holding up? Reason this is happening, that is happening. God, come in and do a thing in me. Show me what I'm doing wrong. I ain't looking at nobody else. I'm looking at me. And that's the same way we all should be every day. When we say we have faith, our faith going to be tested on every hand. So we got to have that faith, no matter what situation we in, no matter what circumstances we going through. If we, as men and women, children of God, say we got faith, and once we start declaring we got faith, as small as that mustard seed, the enemy on his job, he going to be right there to test your faith, to see how truly, what you really working with. Is she really working with something? Or she just saying that? Or is he really working with something? Or he just saying that?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got to keep faith alive in us.
Right.
When we got faith, then we go to telling somebody else about faith. But then if they see us crumbling down, the least little thing happens to us, we running around crying. We running around complaining. Show all everybody in America right now is going through a crunch. If it's not a loss of a job, people have faith they're going to find another. If it's not a loss of a financial area in their life that they need to meet, they got foreclosure on their house. I was listening to a bishop on Sunday. He was helping this other young lady and her six children. And he said, I know we need help. My house note is behind. This bill is behind. But me and my wife going to stand in proxy with you with faith that God is going to open the door for you. We all going to sow into you. No matter what's happening to us, we still got the faith. But we still got to do God's work.
Right.
While we trusting in God, he done sent us to you. So we going to help you. While we taking care of his business, he taking care of ours. And see, people got to look at it like that. You know, as I know the little cliche, they say, you wash my back, I wash your. But, you know, we have to give up things sometimes. We just can't hold on to everything. We're not the only one, or, you know, those that may be listening in that had a home or lost a home, lost a car, lost a job. It's every person you meet in the course of a day. If you don't meet 10 people that told you, they lost their family. They lost a job. They in transition to another state. They in transition to another ministry. Or just different things that's happening in the world today. You have to keep your faith. You have to stay in the Word of God to know what God is saying to you in whatever circumstance and situation that you find yourself in this morning. It's not by chance you tune in to this program today. It's something on this program that we're going to help you in your faith walk. Because a lot of Christians say they're walking by faith and not by sight. But let the least little thing happen to them in their life, they go all to pieces. That faith that went down the drain. Well, where is your faith? Just because you didn't see it right then handed to you in your hand, you supposed to have the faith that I know you're going to keep on serving God. You're going to keep on praising him like you're about to lose your ever-loving mind. But you're going to give God the praise. You're going to give him the honor. because all faith is due to him. And that's what Peter had to realize. Long as he was not thinking about Peter and those in the boat, the more he was looking at Jesus, and Jesus said, come, bid him to come. He knew he was out there on the water in the natural, but the supernatural, I can do what Jesus is doing. God said that we could come through and do greater works than what he do. So that means we have to apply ourselves each and every day to be able to do the work God has set out for us to do. No, we all didn't come here knowing how to do this, but it was our faith and our studying of the word of God say, well, the Lord say I can do it. If God say I can do it, that's what I'm standing on. He going to show me how I can perfect this thing, how I'm going to be able to do this here. I'm not leaning on nobody else's strength. I'm going to lean strictly on God. He's going to put people in your pathway that would help you go to where you go or bring you what you need. But are you going to have the faith to wait on God? Or are you going to take out like you know everything? And when it boiled down to you don't know a thing, you didn't know what you thought you knew because you took off running without getting instruction from God. And, you know, and as I was thinking, have you ever stopped to think about that incident that Peter had? Being, you know, he had been praying or seeking God. Well, before he did that, a lot of us, we're fasting. We're praying for particular things in our life or whatever. But when you pray, are you praying sincerity that God is going to intervene? Or you feel, because you feel like you know you couldn't handle it this morning. So why are you going to get up tomorrow morning, God let you live to see it, and snatch that problem back from God because he didn't work it out for you that night? He's working it out for your good. You just have the faith, have to keep the faith and go on for what he told you to do from that point on while he's working it out. Because when he work it out for your good, it's going to turn out pure gold. But when you go to fool with it, dissecting and resecting, everything going to go to happening. And the first thing you'll say, well, that was that, you didn't let God work on it. You snatched it back. You know, and you know, what was Jesus supposed to say? When, you know, he couldn't very well say, it's not me. I suppose he could have said, wait a minute now. You don't have the faith to get out here. That's what God could have said to Peter, but he didn't. You better stay in the boat or you're going to drown for sure. That's the carnal mind would have said that. But he didn't say that to Peter. He wouldn't say it to you. If you want to get out and walk by faith, he will get out there with you and pick you up when you start sinking. No matter what area you're in your life right now, for anyone that's listening in, and you know you need help, go to Jesus because he won't fail you. He'll build you up. He'll give you all the confidence through the word of God. He will tell you everything that you need, no matter what situation, what problem you're in. He'll get out there with you and pick you up when you start sinking. He will walk you back to the boat if he has to whatever situation you was in. If it's a marriage that's gone astray, and God's going to keep that marriage together. Both of y'all have to come together. Communication skill. Talk with one another. Read the word. Ask God into y'all marriage. If you're single, you're going through things. Put God first. When you put God first, everything else is secondary. But when you put God first in your life, things will work out for you. And you just have to remember the things that was going through at this time with Paul. In the other ones, in the boat. See, he took his mind off everything and put his mind on Jesus. Only when he took his mind off of Jesus, when he started sinking, I'm sorry, but that's really like with us. When we keep our mind on God, God will take us to all the heights and depths with him. But soon as we start focusing our attention and our mind on something else where we're not letting God be ruler of our life, things start going on. And then the first thing, you know, as a whole, we as a group of people want to say, well, the devil, it wasn't the devil. You want to give the enemy too much credit. No. That was you. That wasn't the devil because you have a choice and a chance. You had a choice to serve God or not serve him. You're either going to love one and hate the other. So I behoove each and every person today that's listening in how to tap in to the Word of God, how to have that faith we need. When, just like I think about people that's sick, they have the faith that's going to heal them. They're going to keep reading healing scriptures. They're going to keep confessing that I am healed. No matter what the doctor say, my result is Jesus. What do Jesus say? And that's what you go on. What do the master say? He's coming into my life. He's come in my life. He's my all in all. I can tell him when I can't tell nobody else. I can share with him when I can't share with nobody else. He's going to direct me what to do. He's not going to get out and talk about my business throughout the country. But I can go to him in prayer, in faith and confidence, and he's going to direct me which way to go with this here. And, you know, if you want to get out and walk by faith, you know, God will be with you. He'll pick you up at your lowest ebb. He'll walk you back to where you was and start the process all over again. He's that kind of God. He's a loving God. He's a caring God. And, you know, just keep God with you all the time. Don't leave him. Don't forsake him. Just stay tuned to what he's telling you. Because when you really truly sit down and listen to what the Word of God is saying, you will come out of so many dilemmas you had put yourself in. You put yourself, like other words, in bondage because you want to do everything your way instead of God's way. But he's left it here in his word, everything that we need. And faith is one of the most key factors is faith. And when he said you got the faith as small as that mustard seed, see, he can give you in and everything. He can trust you because he looking down. He said, oh, my child, I know, if anything, she's going to keep that faith on this hill. She may not see it right now. She may not understand it. But she's not giving up. He's not giving up. And that's why we have to take things in life and with the Word. It's not like that always. Things are going to get better. And you got to keep reading, keep studying, keep speaking it out of your mouth that for God I live and for God I'll die. I'm going to trust in everlasting God. I'm going to trust in his word on what he's saying. He shall bring it to pass. And no matter today what you may be going through, hold on to your faith. Hold on to your insight of God on the word of God. Don't give it up. Don't throw away. Don't just say, well, I can't understand this and stuff. But read the word and he'll make it plainer for you where you can understand it. Somebody else would like to say something. I was just trying to share some of that this morning on stepping out. We have to step out of our comfort zone.
Yes.
So we stay in our comfort zone too long. We got to step out. Some people are scared to try something different. But if God is sending you out to the nation and sending you among other people, you got to step out. You got to ask for more boldness, more understanding of his word, more faith to go forth. He've already told you when he called you, he's already equipped you. All you got to do is move that fear out the way and let that faith activate in you. Let that faith activate in you. Well, any one of my guests would like to say something else?
Well, you hear a lot of all the key points of people that's listening, and they hear that. Be attentive to hear what God's saying about your faith. You're going to be tried in your faith. You're going to see if you really have faith. And almost like that's almost like saying that faith does not make anything easy, but it does make all things possible. And it's something that we have to stand on coming to faith and dealing with when Jesus made a statement to the disciples and told them that, for verily I say unto you that whatsoever shall you say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, And that's making a statement to us, whatsoever you say it,
uh-huh.
you have to say it. And the $5,000 out of your mouth, don't doubt. Don't doubt it, because if you doubt it, that neutralizes it. It don't happen.
Uh-huh.
You get right there and there because your faith, you got doubt in there. And when doubt gets in there, it shifts you. Unbelief comes in, and then next minute you don't get what you say you get from God, but you get bad results. And when you get bad results, you believe in it. You said you were waiting on it, but you didn't get it.
Uh-huh.
You didn't get it. God is not promised. He made promises. He wants people got to be assured that his word is there forever, self in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke at the time, like you said, about the seed as a promise. You know, every man that has, almost like you said, every man has to demand your faith. Your faith is been unto you. You tried. You're going to just love God. But the enemy don't want that thing. The enemy, distract you from things. It'll do that. It causes hindrance. All tenders that slows your process down your faith. Your faith, you're not getting where you want to get in God.
Uh-huh.
I know that's what the enemy is supposed. That's what he's supposed to do. But our job is resist that. Our job is to stand. Stand and don't fall. Just stand there and see God work, because it's going to come when we have patience. Wait up on God. You got to have a report of God. You don't have to get a report of the enemy. It's a report of God. That's the dealing with faith. We must believe God. We are saved by faith. We ain't saved by our works.
That's right.
Faith don't get you to heaven. Faith gets you to heaven. You got a faith is representing a title deed for your eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
And for faith is representing if your title deed to get to heaven. You have to have that title deed to get to heaven. Otherwise, you can't get to heaven. You can't come no other way but the way God planned it. The salvation is given, but you got to come the way He got it all set up. Otherwise, we will not see God unless we get it like God tells us to get it.
That's right. And you know, as I was reading in 2 Timothy, the first chapter in the 12th verse, I was reading about Paul, how Paul lost his possession, but not his faith. You know, in spite of the suffering that might have caused Paul to despair, he affirmed his confidence in God's protection. And this was not a claim to strong faith. Rather, it was a trust in one so powerful that even a weak faith was sufficient. Paul based his confidence in Christ on his intimate relationship with him. And Paul knew the one in whom he trusted with personal knowledge. He knew Christ too well that no earthly experience could break the bonds of love by which Christ held him. So if your situation looks bleak today, give your concerns to Christ, because you know him in love, and realizing that he will guide and guard all your entrusted to him until the day of his return. Here, Paul, which in spite of the suffering he went through, he affirmed his confidence in God's protection, even claiming the faith. That means no matter what we go through, we can keep our faith. It may look bleak and hard sometimes, and somebody probably listening in sometime today and say, but you don't understand what I'm going through. You don't understand what so-and-so did or what so-and-so said. You got to keep your faith if you want to come over, if you want to come through. And throughout the Bible, you say, you would read it in here and say, you know, as you're reading, on the different ones that came through, but it was their faith that brought them through. You know, we have to turn our small faith into sufficient faith.
Yeah.
You know, only Christ can increase your faith. Despite doubt and questioning, you know, anything and everything is possible with God. And your faith will be put to a test. You will have to work your faith.
Right.
And, you know, we have to keep ourselves up in prayer. You know,
right.
I can't express that enough because, I mean, I know it's prayer for me, even with this bout of things attacking my body. I know it was the faith that I'm not receiving.
Right.
Whatever the enemy is trying to put in my back, I know the faith. I got work I have to do for God. I may lay down 1 or 2 days to recoup my strength, but my mind is still going on the Word of God. I'm still reading His Word. I'm still praying. I'm still got faith that He's going to do what He say He's going to do in His time. Not faded time, but in His time, because He got a time, place, and a season that He's going to do what He's going to do. I can't make Him come a bit sooner, a bit later. He's going to come in that given time. But why? I'm waiting. I'm going to be about his business, not just my business. I'm going to be about God's business. While I was sitting here and couldn't talk, hurting and everything else, I was still about writing down, you know, doing what He say do. I may not have the voice to really speak. In my heart, you know, okay, I'm still believing what you're saying, God. I know you're going to open the door. I know I got the faith that this too shall pass. But in the meantime, while I'm going through it, I'm not going to complain and jaw-jack about it. I'm going to still do what you say do. You're going to send the necessary provision or whatever it is that I need to carry this thing through. So I'm leaning and depending on you to be able to direct me on what you want me to do and which way you want me to do it. You know, when I go back and read, I think about Job. Think about how Job's faith was tested.
Yeah.
Job went through some things. With his friends, with his wife.
Yeah.
But at the end, wasn't Job blessed? Didn't Job come up having more than he had before? God,
yeah.
Exactly what God told him he was going to do for him, he did it.
Yeah.
That's the same with us today. He's going to do what He said in His Word, when He's going to do for us. In His time, we can't force God's hand. We just go about doing, stepping out of the boat. Step out of your circumstances today. Whatever it is that you know, and He done told you, you can come from out of that situation you in. You can come from out of that thing that you doing. He done showed you and told you. But now if you don't come out, that means you being disobedient. You don't want to do what He have told you to do. So when something happened, it's nobody's fault but yours, because He warned you, He talked to you. And you know, the chastisement of God, when God start, we literally say when God start whipping you, nobody else can save you. So it's best and behoove us to do what God is telling us to do. That's right in the sight of God. And that we can find in the Word of God that we know without a shadow of a doubt, if it had not been for God on our side, where would we be today? We wouldn't even be on this prayer line, on the Bible study line of the Word. I mean, Blog Talk line, to show you where my mind is on the Bible study line and the prayer line, because my voice is coming back, because I like to be hooked with the saints of God. I want to hear the prayer. I want to hear news from the Lord when it's Bible study time or going through the Bible, because that's all holiness, and I'm about, my life is holy. I want my life to shine before God, not men, but before God. I want to live a clean and a sanctified life. So that means my faith is going to be tested daily. And if I'm not walking into what the Word of God says, I might as well just close up this Bible now and go on down the road a different direction. Not the direction toward God, but I want to be with Jesus when He returns. I don't want Him to come back and catch me with my work undone.
Yes, sir.
I want to be doing what He, not what the people say, but what God say. I don't want Him on that day to tell me, depart from me, workers of iniquity. And then I go to say, but I cast out the devil. I've spoken to their life, or I heal. God did all this, but He can look at you and say, paraphrase it, I knew you not. I gave you gifts, true enough, but you still wasn't walking into what I told you to do. He could use you to bless somebody, and you could still go to hell. See, people don't think about that. All the gifts they got, the word said gifts come without repentance. That's what the word of God says. But if you're not living that life right in faith and love, you can look up in hell. You'll be right there in hell. So we got to thank each individual. When we say we about God's business, we better truly, truly be without a shadow of a doubt, being about God's business, not the people business, but God's business. And when we come talking about faith, and I like to use that mustard seed example. When you look at that mustard seed and see how little it is, but think, just look at the harvest that those mustard seeds bring. You can't help but have the faith in God, because you know it's only for a season. It's only for a small time that you're going through this. And you traveling through. This is not your home. You traveling to an eternal home. This is the dressing room to get it right. So when you get to that earthly home, everything is all right with your soul. So anybody have anything else they want to say to her? Coming up to the last 3 minutes of our program before we pray off, because I thank God for y'all tuning in today, for coming on to want to share and tell the audience that come on today about faith and about Peter walking. I just used that as an example this morning for our topic, but we all have to step out on faith sometime in our life. And would y'all like to say something before we close down for today?
Well, I just thank God for this topic of dealing with faith. And sometimes it needs to be declared, and also to bring it up, to stir up something in the person about have faith. And Paul told Timothy to, now you stir up the gift in and gift of faith. People have the gift of faith, and those that have this, what you call reckless faith, or people that have just faith and believe in God for anything. You know, that's the way God looks for us, just to believe, to have faith in Him. And as He said, without it, you can't please God.
That's right. That's right.
You've got to have faith, but other than that, you can't even believe God. You can believe other things, but you don't believe God. So it's people that don't need faith. There's people out there in the radio land going through trying times. And they need the faith of God. They need to build their faith up in God.
Just
these things here in this world are just what you call stuff that's going to burn up one day, because the coming of the Lord is very soon up on planet Earth. And that they're coming, and whether people really or not, God's still coming. But He didn't say what day He's coming, but He's coming.
That's
He said signs of His returning up on planet Earth. And people that's out there, they need to get their lives in order to meet Him, because He's going to surely come. If He catch you with your work done, or you catch you without Him, it's be your own fault. Because if the gospel is preached around the world, nobody got an excuse of not knowing about Jesus coming back. If they know what the signs of the time is all in the air, all in the planets of the returning of Him. So we just don't know when He's coming, but we know He's coming very soon.
That's right.
For a long haul from it. He's coming very soon.
Yes, we see it through the signs of the time. Oh, my other guest, would you like to say something before we close?
I just thought even what today was a beautiful lesson, and I just thank God for, you know, a lot of times, even myself going through different tests and trials. I'm not every day, when I go through a test and a trial or whatever, it is trying to grow my faith. It's trying to increase my faith, you know.
Uh-huh.
A lot of time when it tests, because people always thinking it's the devil, but now he don't do everything. But sometimes God is trying to get us into another next place with Him. If we are not having any tests, going through anything, how can our faith grow? You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Our faith has to be tested and tried.
And then also,
even on that, we have to know and study God's word.
That's right.
Timothy said, study to set us up and prove unto God. I'm learning every day. I don't care what situation we find ourselves in, as in the body of Christ, you can always find word and scripture to back up our situation.
That's right.
And then also, I think about the story of with the lady with the issue of blood. She bled for 12 long years. And one thing with her, she made it up in her mind, if I just touch the hem of his garment, if she just touch her clothes, hey, she was made here right now up in the spot because she had faith up in Jesus. I mean, a lot of times we have to get sick and tired of going through our situation and circumstances.
Yes.
And once we get sick and tired of going through our circumstances, then we're able to go do something. Then we're able to step out on faith and trust God.
That's right, baby. Yeah. That's so true. Oh, I
even,
just want to thank you.
Even myself, last week, my car was down for 13 days.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, yesterday morning, me and the prayer partner had prayed about it on Tuesday, Monday night I came home. I laid it before God. I said, Lord, I am your daughter. My job, I'm praying for people every day. And God, even when I pray for people every day, people are getting healed and they're set free. I need to have the same faith for myself as I have for the other people who I'm praying off the line every day. And Tuesday morning, I went outside and sat in my car, turned my car on to this light. After 10 minutes, because not only that, I had read my handbook asking what to do. And I did, like I said, one day I went to bed the other day, I sat for half of the 5 minutes. I didn't let the car sit for the whole 10 minutes, but I let the car sit for the whole 10 minutes. The car that had its lights and went off, car started right up. I cared to the people to let her look and see what's wrong with it. They could find anything wrong with it. Like I said, whatever me, it was after that. Whatever me, I trusted God. I said, God, I'm your daughter. I need my transportation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have no money, but God, I command my car to come into alignment. God, hey, you got to do it, Father God. Hey, you want to bless the car to get up? And he did it.
All right. See, that's what your faith was being tested.
Come on.
See, you put your faith to work, baby. See,
yes, I did.
God already know what was going on, but he wanted to see how bad did you want that car working? How bad do
come
you want it? You don't have no money. See, that's what we got to get to a point in our life that no matter what it looks like. We going to stand up and say, but God, I live, but God, I that God said this is my car. God said, I don't have no money. I'm standing on the word of God that he and all you did was command your angel.
Come on.
Command God. You brought God back to the word. You had read in the word. God, you did it for so-and-so. I know you'll do it for me. It's in your word. Now, God, you know I don't have no money. I'm speaking to this call. I'm speaking to you, Jesus. I'm speaking to this situation of the world. This situation going to turn around. Before I get out this call, I'm speaking to the situation. See, you come boldly to God and say, God, you say it in your word. I'm speaking to this. Now, I need my call. It's 13 days I've been playing with the enemy. 13 days I just been saying, Lord, something wrong with my car. You have been saying, Lord, but God was saying, but you didn't bring it to me. See, the day when you brought it to God, you really and truly stepped out on faith to God. You didn't go to nobody. You didn't even take your car nowhere, did you?
No, ma'am, I did not.
All right. You stood on the word of God and the principle he got. And that's what will happen in our life. If we stop letting the people make us so afraid, the people running down, the people say, you can't do that. The people say, you can't do that. When God... You could command, just like I tell them on the prayer line, when I can, you know, when God give it to me, command your angels what to do. Send your angels before you. See, your angels heard you, and when you sit in that car, God couldn't help but bless you, baby. He had that whole car in cramp about legions of angels. All the good angels was around you. They were just ascending and descending, going back and forth. But God, she down there talking about her car. God, she giving you praise in there for that car. She telling you, and I wasn't there. I'm just using this here. I don't know, but I'm just saying. But see, you gave God his word back. You say, God, you say in your word, not Tanya, but you said in your word, thus. You say, you already know what's in my pocketbook, what's not in my pocketbook, what's in the bank, what ain't in the bank. You know I ain't got nothing. I'm trusting you. You gave me this car. You know I can't afford a car, no. So, God, I need this car to be moving today. I got to go to work. I don't need to lose my job that you give me, Lord. So I need to get to the job, dear Heavenly Father. So I'm leaning and depending on you today, God, that this car, when I start up, it's going to work. It's been running ever since, ain't it?
Hallelujah.
That's faith, baby. That's faith. Just like I said, that mustard seed. When them greens come up, everybody be saying, ooh, them greens so good. But when they saw the seed, before it was planted in the ground. See, you had to plant the seed in the ground. You had to plant it with Jesus, and he brought it on up to fruition. You didn't have to pay nobody a penny to come tow your car nowhere, go nowhere and pay somebody money that didn't need to be paid.
Mm-mm.
See, that's the faith. And that's what God wants us to have.
And then also, too, I had somebody come to me, it's the battery. I told him, I think myself, it's not my battery. I mean, I know my spirit's not the battery. Like I said, I just got to burn the battery last year. I know my battery's not out. It's not the battery. I mean, I knew my spirit. I knew of my noise.
All right.
It was not my battery.
Mm-hmm.
It's the battery. I said, no, it is not my battery.
And
I believe
like
God made a way.
A young, some people that I knew came me looking for a job, came looking for the stuff. I told them, I give them what I had. I said, but stand on the word. Read this, what the word of God say, and stand on it.
Mm-hmm.
And here, they believe what the word of God say, not what the woman of God just said, but I took them to the word.
Mm-hmm.
Read this for yourself. When you going for that job, read these scriptures before you go. Take them scriptures with you.
Mm-hmm.
You come back with a job. You came back with a car. You came back with a house, you know, finances for your family. But that's when you standing on the word of God. You standing still. You ain't letting the wind and the waves knock you down. You hearing only God's voice. You done put, other words, you done put earplugs in your ears so you can only hear from God. You're not hearing that distraction on the side of you and behind you and the back of you. You know, you listening to what God is saying. Okay, God, is this you really spooking? Like I know it's time for us to get off of here now, because I would look things say just streaming, but just sharing how good God is. On Sunday, I was at a server, and God was speaking, and I was sitting there. I said, God, I want to make sure this is what you're saying to me, what I'm hearing. I want to make sure this is God, because I don't want nothing out of my mouth if it's not God.
Uh-huh.
And the minister, the pastor kept saying that at church, you know, God is speaking to somebody else. So I got up, and I just went to walk in the flow. And so I just went on to saying what God was saying to me. As he was saying it, I was speaking it out of my mouth. The mother of the church, she just went to shouting. The pastor, which plays his instruments and stuff, he went to just talking to God in tongues.
Uh-huh.
And I went on and sat down. At the close of the service, which was, I guess, about 20 to 30 minutes, when they give the little before they give the benediction, what I had told the people that was in this church, I thought was already members of the church. And I told them how God was going to send people in his church come this week, how things was going to do a turnaround in this main church. Don't you know it started Sunday? When I sit down, six people come up and join the main church. Because I did what God said do. I wasn't listening to what the people say. I did exactly what God said do and sat down. I didn't go over what he told me to say or do. I did what he said and sat down. So when we got faith to do what God said, we say we better let God use us the way he want to use us, not where we think we want to be you. Let God use us. Because at that hour, we are standing with someone healing. Because we didn't get up on faith and do what God said do. That person is still sick. That person is still unsaved. Because God spoke to us. The unction of the Holy Ghost told us what to do, when to do it. But we sit there and dialogue with ourselves and didn't get up and do it. So I thank you all for coming on the program today and for sharing, because I didn't know because my nose had started. I was starting to cough, and that's why I let y'all talk. But this was something that's in me that I got to do. I'm asking God for more boldness, more of everything that he wants me to have. I don't want to sit on the sideline. When I told God yes at 12 years old, I haven't given up yet. I'm still running. It got a birthday in a week and a half. I'm still running for Jesus. Hey, still running for Jesus. Still doing for God. Even being sick, still trying to do for somebody that ain't thinking about me. I know I'm listening to, you know, you got to get some rest. You got to, okay, I'm going to take this mess and I'm going to rest. But soon, the little ankle that make me thinking and know I'm feeling pretty good, I'm on the go again. But I'm learning how to slow it down. I'm trying to slow it down more and more as God send me different people to help me that want to really genuinely come on board. Now here, you know, through the power of God, when nobody wanted to help me one while, I went to one church to visit, and the speaker lady invited me. Here, another church, bishops telling other people throughout the city. This man to rearrange his schedule from a classes he doing on Saturday to have this outreach at his church so he can be there. He got other ministers not coming aboard. Bishop, they don't even ask me to go to Florida.
Praise God.
Next year with them. But I'm going to a conference in Atlanta, so I won't be able to go unless in God see fit to, you know, change the program. But I'm showing you, you don't know where you may be. I know I ain't running off half-cocky and running off half-cocky, but God had already told me that I was going to be with bishops and prophets and apostles. That was my forte. The people that's coming around me have been bishops and prophets. Bishops and prophets. Now, he told me that a while back. But I'm sure if you stay in the faith, stay on that, that don't mean, it doesn't mean if he told you to stay here praying, you keep praying. If he told you to go feed the homeless, you go to feed the homeless till he change you. And when he change you, a lady called me today, called to pray for me. Before it was ended up, she said, you don't help me. I need you to pray for me. So we don't know what God have in store for us. But if we be about God's business and doing what God has said, don't try to be like nobody else. Just be like, each person's DNA is different. Just be like what God wants y'all to be.
Yes.
I know I can't do what Sister Tanya doing. I can pray, but that's a forte God gives Sister Tanya. Evangelist Brian, God gave him the ministry. I'm not trying to run Evangelist Brian ministry. He gives Sadie Elliott a ministry. I'm trying hard as I can to work in the ministry he done given me. Mm-hmm. All of it belong to God. It's not ours. We are just workers over it in his vineyard. We his hands, we his eyes, we his feet, yeah. His ears, his nose. We just coming together on one band of Christian love where we all come together and work. Like Mother Leola said, we together. When we working together, set apart. And so today I thank y'all for working together with me to make this show what it was. We're not on the air anymore. They're streaming. We're off the air. But I thank God. Those that come on the archives probably hear this, what we are saying. But I give God the praise. And, you know, when I come in, I make sure everything that I'm doing to see so I can come in and give God my full attention. I ain't going to try to do 10 and 23rd. Because God is divided. I can't, if God is speaking to me, I can't hear because I'm about doing 4 and 5 other things. So when I come for this time that's set aside to do the show, I'm going to give y'all my all in all. Sick and well, I'm going to try to give y'all my all in all. And I was praying that my voice would be together today where I could speak. Because I'm your mouthpiece. So for me to be his mouthpiece, I got to be able to speak.
Amen.
So I give God praise. I want y'all to have a wonderful, a blessed, and a prosperous day in the Lord, that God would give y'all traveling grace, whether y'all going to work, to visit others, to worship, to fellowship, that God would give you traveling grace throughout this day, wherever y'all need to go. And until next week, we have another exciting topic. Next week, I give God praise and honor. I'm going to see if I can pull it up real quick. To tell y'all what our topic is next week, if y'all would like to come on and tell y'all what it's going to be for next week, I just give God praise.
Amen.
It's not about Satan. It's all about Jesus.
Yeah.
I just want to work for the master and do whatever he say. Whether I have one guest, two guests, or no guests, Lord, I still want to be about. And the topic next week is leave the past behind. That's our topic for next week, leaving the past behind, leaving it behind. God is going to be coming from Philippians 3:12-21. We have other scriptures, but that's the main scriptures because for us to go forward, we got to leave the past behind. We can't keep pulling the past with us. And we said, God, you're doing a new thing. If we keep bringing up the old stuff, how he going to have time to put the new stuff in your life? All right. So y'all have a wonderful, blessed day. I enjoyed talking and ministering with you all today. And thank you so much for coming forth today.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.